This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Loop Life. Loop Life is a unique line of premium golf accessories, including microfiber towels and hardwood ball markers. Loop Life is launching on August 14th, and as a launch special for BirdieCast listeners, you can get a 25% off your first purchase through the end of August at looplife.com. Just use the discount code BirdieCast25 at checkout. That is looplife.com. I'm Leslie.
I'm Maya.
And welcome back to BirdieCast. This week we are talking about notebooks, and we obviously have two guests with us.
Yeah, so two guests this week. We have Ginger Howard here with us, who turned pro when she was 17, and 2012 was your rookie year, and in 2016 you had conditional status on the LPGA, and you live in Bradenton, Florida. Is that all correct? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And August Kim, who's here with us too, 2017 was your rookie year, so this is your second year on tour, All-American Scholar at Purdue, and in your senior year, when you went to Q School, you were one of 11 amateurs to make it to final stage, which I think is pretty awesome, and you've had three top fives in finishes in a row this year, so you're playing pretty solid golf, which
Thank you, Maya.
So yeah, we're here talking about some notebooks and journaling, which is obviously a big part of Leslie's life, so I'm gonna let you introduce it.
Okay. Yeah, I personally really like notebooks, and I've always kind of had, you know, when you buy new supplies for school,
oh my god,
know what I mean? That's like heaven. When you go to the supermarket or so whatever.
Barnes and Nobles? Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Don't get me started.
Every time I walk in.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's start with that. Where do you get your notebooks?
Barnes and Noble, Target.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you look for in a notebook?
It's got to have, like, it's got to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so do you have a favorite color, or is it more about a texture?
Not really. Mm. Like, the most recent one I got, it looks like an Indiana Jones notebook. It's got, like, a hard top, and then, like, the first few pages are, like, maps and references and stuff like that. So, I mean, really cool. Obviously that stuff isn't really relevant to golf, but it's just nice to have something, you know, you enjoy having in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. How about you?
I used to notebook a lot in the, the math books, you know, like, with the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those. Is it just like that? No,
yeah,
it doesn't look like that.
Mine has, like, mine doesn't have
squares.
Lines.
It's
yeah.
Just like
the
bullet.
Yeah,
the
bullet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were so fun. I don't know, I just like to be different.
So how long have you guys been journaling or using notebooks for? Do you remember, like, your first notebook?
Since I first started writing down my goals, I guess, just for life.
So is that a big part of your journaling, is goal setting?
Mm-hmm. That and just kind of freelance writing.
Yeah?
Freelance writing.
Yes, that's what I call it, yes.
Is it anything that you'd ever do for, like, monetary purposes? Like, would you ever sell anything you write?
I would love to.
Yeah?
But no.
Is it fiction or, like... Like, what sort of thing? I'm really intrigued. What sort of things do you write?
Oh, more like poetry. I write a lot of poetry, actually.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and, like, about how my day's going or how my week's going, what I've done, who I've met. A lot of, when I was younger, it had to do with, like, who I was crushing on. That's so embarrassing.
But, like a diary.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, a diary, sure. But then again, kind of like, so, this is how I'm feeling about this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stupid, but
Dear diary.
No. Yeah.
Today.
Actually, thank you. It was Dear Journal. No.
Dear Journal. Did you have a journal when you were little, August?
I did. I wrote a lot when I was a kid, but I didn't really journal as much in college as I wanted. It was just kind of touch and go. I think one of the things that I realized was that if I was going through a rough patch, I always came back to writing.
Right.
So I kind of, after I graduated in the past year or so, I've tried to kind of do it proactively instead of just coming to it when I hit, like, a low point. So
yeah,
I did a lot of journaling during this past off season, which was, like, my first full off season. Mm. And I wrote every day for, like, 3 months. wow. 4 months, and yeah. it was like really in depth, and so I mean, it so helped neat. A lot. It's harder to do on the road, I think.
Yeah. yeah.
Because if you put it off to nighttime, I always mm-hmm. fall asleep.
Oh. Yeah. yeah, 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 that's true.
So I've actually been writing during the day or like before I play and stuff. So
yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. That's really so neat. That's because I feel like I do the same thing sometimes when you have, at least for me, when I have something that's just like going through my head, like just going around and around, and if you write it down, you just kind of get it out of your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I definitely understand that.
How long do you usually write for?
Not too long, unless I have a lot of stuff to write about. right. Yeah, no,
like
it's
like today about Birdiecast.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, no, that'll be a big one. Maybe like it also depends like at what point of the day. So usually when I have an afternoon tea time, I spend a lot of time like with my journal and writing and stuff beforehand before
oh,
I
really?
Leave. Yeah.
Huh.
So, but other times it's not more than like 20 minutes.
No.
Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Does what part of the day you write affect what you write about then, do you think? Like
definitely. Yeah.
So end of the day, I feel like it would be like a recap of the day, and then
yeah,
beginning
like a reflection.
Of the day is like your goals for the day. Is
mm-hmm.
that, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So like, one of the things I actually started doing was, I was kind of having a tough time, like getting lost in my own head when I played late. So I actually started studying about 2 months ago. So I like write down notes or whatever I'm going through and stuff like that.
Huh.
So it's kind of
studying
like,
what kind of?
So I studied biochemistry in school. So I actually bought an MCAT book. I'm going through it super, super slowly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so, interesting.
Yeah. Just something
really
to
cool.
direct my brain towards, because it felt like it was turning to goo for a while.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Yeah. I started doing like coding online because you can.
Oh,
there's like
yes.
free. Yeah, there's free
yeah.
online. And
there's
it's
a
just
game that I
do.
Know that teaches coding really well. I'll tell you after.
Yeah,
it's
yeah me
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
we'll put that link in the show
notes.
Yeah,
because yeah, it's just. But I totally. I'm the same way because I loved, like, just the process of learning in school. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Something outside of golf. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to have that opportunity to learn new subjects and new topics once you're out of college. So
for sure.
How about you, Ginger? Do you how
yeah.
do you structure
right.
your writing, or like when do you write?
Oh my gosh, I write a lot in Barnes and Noble actually.
In Barnes
I get,
and Noble.
Yeah, I, so you know there's the cafe. I go and normally get a coffee, and I just sit there, and I'm writing, or I'm either reading a book that I'm. Not sure if I'm interested in yet, so yeah, I do that there. And I loved how August you said how like when you kind of felt like you were at a low point, like that's kind of how I started writing at a young age, and it was like I feel like it's kind of getting me through certain situations.
For sure,
you know.
Yeah.
And recently I well working with Chris and Par for Success, I've started to jot down like how I'm improving in my golf game and how I'm getting stronger. And I'm noticing, you know, kind of really cool things about my body and just kind of how it's changing. It's neat to see how I've come. So
yeah,
that's
see the progress
kinda, yeah,
on paper, like
progress.
Over time. Yeah,
yeah, it's really yeah. neat. So that's kind of also what I incorporate in the journaling.
Yeah. How do you feel like, question for both of you, how do you feel like, you know, when you're going through a rough patch, like, how does that make you feel to write everything down? Like, does that uplift you or, I don't know, like, I do that personally too, and I feel like I can just kind of clear my head that way. So
mm-hmm.
it's like on paper and
yeah, because it's out there.
It's like a de-stressor.
But
it
it's
is.
Also
yeah.
important. I've been told that you can like it's good to write things down, but you shouldn't reread what you write.
You shouldn't.
Huh. That's what
no.
I've read too.
Yeah. Huh. If it depending on what kind of writing it is, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're like
yeah.
just getting your emotions down, or
yeah.
especially if it's negative things,
it's
just like reading
yeah.
and printing
see
an
old
it,
page. Whoa, that was a bad time.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Skip that part.
Rip that one out.
Those things. Yeah.
Yeah. You really.
So
yeah.
it's an interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Side note.
I knew
something new.
Yeah. I knew a girl who would write bad things and burn the paper.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's literally out and it's gone.
It's like
yeah.
therapy
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
like second degree. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. No.
What's the first degree?
Oh, what? Just writing it
just
down.
Writing.
Oh. You can go one step further and burn it. Yeah.
yeah. No, I like that. So did you guys get into journaling and notebooks on your own, or did somebody like present the idea to you?
Okay, you should journal. Or did you ever get like a journal
yeah.
as a gift?
Yes.
You know?
When I was younger, a couple
yes.
times, yeah. So
it's actually something I always get for Christmas. And
oh, that's
I love
good.
It.
Yeah. It's like it's like books where like I buy more than I read. It's just for journals. So I have like a couple journals that I bought just because they were so pretty. Or
right?
I loved it.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I had one that I used through college, and I've only gone through half of it.
Yeah.
But it's just so nice that I just keep it on the side of the paper.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, I felt super accomplished when I finished my first notebook.
Like,
oh my
god!
To the last page.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't relate,
yeah,
but
that's
great
really
feeling.
Yeah, it's halfway through mine here.
Oh yeah,
neat.
That's more than halfway. You're like almost there.
Almost
Maya's got a really nice journal
awesome.
Right in front of her that has some notes for the.
This
podcast.
Is my
Ooh,
every,
yeah.
anything
nice.
And everything.
Oh.
Maya's handwriting
Dude,
is also
so pretty.
Sublime.
No.
It's beautiful.
It's oh, vocab, Leslie.
Wow.
Thank you.
I think it's just like...
No, but the thing is, it's very, like, aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
It's like,
right?
Yeah.
Especially those dots there. That's really cool.
Those
just,
dots.
Those dots.
I mean, that's what I thought
yes.
you were talking about. Because, like, the Moleskine
no,
books that they sell, are those
the
Moleskine?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Those things are too expensive, man.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
somebody
paper.
Make cheap Moleskine,
please.
Yeah.
It's
no,
just
this one's
math,
nice
just
like
grid math paper,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. It's like graph paper, yeah,
graph
yeah.
paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
No, so this, yeah.
So do y'all have different notebooks? Like maybe like one for golf, one for, I don't know,
yeah.
what kind of notebooks
I
you
have
got?
Two.
You got two notebooks.
Yeah,
Armist
I have like
has
a,
two notebooks.
I have a daily journal that I use like for extended periods I'm at home. Because I find that I need to journal more when I'm at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have more downtime or
yeah, it's
time
just,
to reflect?
It's like the days kind of blend together when you're at home, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because like when you're on the road and you're
yeah.
competing and traveling, you know, it's like
yeah.
week by week. But when you're at home, especially during off season, I've felt that it
yeah.
just kind of all blends together.
Mm-hmm.
So I've tried to, that's why like I note everything, like what I do, workouts, practice, if something happened. I love tracking what kind of music I'm into.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
day
you
by
like
day.
Music.
Yeah, I'm a huge,
that.
Huge
cool.
music fan.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so I love going back and seeing, like, because what's interesting is, like, for me at least, the kind of music I'm listening to really reflects, like, how my days are.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's cool. I might do
really
that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool, yeah.
yeah.
And then I also track, like, movies that I've seen. Like, I keep all my movie subs.
Huh.
Yeah, so...
That's
wow.
cool.
That's
yeah.
so cool.
You track anything else?
No, music's my biggest one, for
That's
sure.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is
Thanks.
Really cool.
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
I might have to
So, like, when you're happy,
you watch
yeah.
the superhero movies.
Yeah, yeah. Ginger and I are huge superhero movie fans,
yes.
so.
Marvel.
Superhero nerds.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. What's your favorite superhero?
Captain
Spider-Man.
America.
Spider-Man? Captain America.
Answered like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
yeah.
I love it.
Yay!
Oh,
halftime game.
Halftime game.
This week we're gonna do two truths and a lie again. Who wants to start? Who's ready?
August.
I'll go. Start.
Did you write yours down?
Yeah, I did because I didn't want to forget them. Okay. So two truths and a lie. I've lived in 5 different states. I've played the drums in a band, and only one of my eyes is bad.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about those drums. Because I would love to play drums. And I don't remember if we talked about this or not. But I don't remember you've played them.
This is really difficult. I don't...
I could believe
I
the
do.
One eye thing.
Yeah.
I could believe that. But maybe
yeah.
not. What was the first one?
I've lived in 5 different states.
Have you not always lived in Florida? Damn, what do you think,
I
Ginger?
I can believe that.
So much
I can
intrigue.
Believe the 5 states. Thing.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that one's...
Really?
I think it's probably like 4.
Shout out to Charlotte Thomas for helping me decide.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
don't know.
I think it's the states because I think it's the numbers wrong.
I'm gonna go with the drummer.
Drummer. What's your call, Ginger?
Come on, say something.
I don't know. Are both of your eyes bad?
I
can't
with
our
eyes.
Question.
The eyes. Okay.
What is it? What is
so
it?
Everyone had different things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Leslie's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You weren't.
Yes. Oh, well, I played guitar. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, not
I'm
the drums.
So good. I was so good at it.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
So you
so
have lived in 5 different states.
Yes, I have.
Which states
wow.
have you lived in?
I spent most of my life in New York, although
oh.
cut in bits. And then I lived in Arizona for 2 years, was born in Dallas, and lived in Chicago when I was a little kid.
I had no idea.
And now live in Florida.
Is this all because of your parents' work?
Yeah, dad's
yeah.
work moved around a lot,
okay.
and then golf was what brought us down from New York to Florida.
Really?
That makes sense.
When did you move from New York to Florida?
Junior year of high school. So after, like a little while after I committed to Purdue. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Huh. That was a pretty big decision then.
Yeah, yeah, it was. But my dad's work also moved down there, so it was like perfect.
So
yeah, he had the option, so it worked out really well. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And only one of your eyes is bad. Which
yeah, my right. I wear one contact.
No way.
You do?
Yeah,
what?
So I could wear a monocle if I wanted to. That was a joke. I'm not
that
doing
that.
That
is so cool.
We need to find you one, and then we'll put it on Instagram.
No, it's like the Mr. Monopoly.
Okay.
All right, Maya, you're next.
Okay. Ready? Leslie, you can't answer any of these
because you already
know.
Cool.
Yep. So I have a mom who's from Denmark. I have never broken a bone, and I double majored and got a minor in college.
Your mom's from Sweden.
I listened
to the podcast.
I took your advice and like fun fact and like tweaked it a little
bit. Did you like
bit.
The silence right before?
You were pondering
confirmed.
That. You were deeply. Did you guess?
I didn't say.
No, I didn't even look at anyone.
Okay, well.
No, because I remember like learning that you were Swedish and being like, "Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know
Dang
that."
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried. I should have done like Norwegian because that's a little closer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that would.
Maybe a city in Sweden.
Oh,
that's too hard.
That's too, yeah.
That's like
obscure.
The two dogs or three dogs thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like just a minor detail.
Yep. So I guess coming back to what you were saying about how you like write down what you do every day, I heard about this player on the men's tour. I couldn't remember who it was, but he, to keep himself accountable, he actually started a blog where he wrote down what he did for practice every day. So, and then.
Wow.
Anybody
like public
could
domain.
See.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
wow.
Anybody could see what he was doing, and so that kept him accountable, and it kind of took off because it was, a professional's practice schedule. So.
Yeah.
But that's, I guess blogging is a little different than journaling, but I guess it's
how
just
long
electronic.
Do you know how long he did that for?
I'm not sure. Yeah. No.
So, I've tried blogging a little bit, but I felt like super exposed at some point.
Yeah.
So
same.
I didn't write
same.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Some people do. A lot of like travel blogging, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think my discipline is at that level yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every week, like you guys, that's pretty good. This is like some form of blogging, kind of.
Yeah.
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 It's
yeah.
Audio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah.
I used to do a monthly blog for African American Golf Digest.
Okay.
And it was so fun, just kind of writing about how my month was going in junior tournaments and whatnot, and then when I made my breakthrough to turn pro and kind of wrote about that, then it started getting more difficult because I felt like nothing was extremely exciting with having my dad traveling with me
but
it was really fun. It was cool to kind of learn and grow from that because I would get some cool feedback from anyone, people that I didn't even know, and then I started to build a fan base from it. And they were like, you speak very nicely. And I was like, thanks. I also get some help from my mom. But yeah, it was really neat.
It was cool. Yeah. I know, do you guys like doodle or draw or anything? Because I think Michelle Wee does a lot of like art.
She's
and
amazing.
Drawing
yeah.
outside
of
golf.
A lot of skulls.
I love her art.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yeah. Every time there's a skull in it, I'm like, okay.
Reminding,
I guess it's just like reminding one day you're going to die. So
mortality.
Make the most of it.
No, but it's
yeah,
like,
mortality.
They're pretty skulls.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
some of them are really pretty.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys
like it.
Draw
like
or doodle,
it.
Or is it mostly just writing?
This is kind of embarrassing, but I write a lot of song lyrics, so it's like kind of like poetry.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
I feel like we're twins, dude.
Yeah.
Ginger
and I are friends now.
We really
do you
are.
Have a melody in your head, or do you write to a song that you already know?
Oh, it depends. Sometimes, like, I'm by no means, like, good, but, like, it's just a mode of art and,
yeah,
like, creativity.
For sure.
Yeah,
you should
so.
Do an
can
open
you-
mic.
You
can
swear.
Sing on Birdie Cast.
No.
Yeah, I'll bring my
oh
old
God.
Song lyrics. And you could bring yours.
Okay,
you
yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I'm much better
awesome.
At the music side than the
oh, really?
Lyric side.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I can
guitar.
Put together some good lyrics.
Okay.
So then,
yeah,
we
just
have
pass
it
to me.
There.
Yeah,
yes.
just pass it to me.
You
yeah,
got
yeah.
it.
I love this.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can you sing? I feel like you'd be good at singing.
I can sing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But
yeah, I'm not
be
gonna
a
sing
backup
right
singer.
I'm like, I'm okay.
I can be a
like
fan.
I'm passable.
I can be a fan.
I can be a fan. I'll be your number one fan.
I'm just so embarrassed. It's kind of like
my mom always jokes that I'm not good at singing, but I'm accurate. So I'll take
but
that.
But you're accurate. I love
like
it.
You can
that's
hold a
so
tone.
Great.
Yeah, like I can carry a tune, but I'm not good.
I want to take lessons one day. Sedina Parks, another golfer, shout out to her. She always tells me that I should get lessons just to
voice
protect
lessons.
It. Yeah.
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 Dude,
and just
yes.
be like, yo, you never know.
Yeah. You just
you
have
you
a mic in your hand.
Yeah. Do that's some you. Side singing.
Side hustle singing. Yeah.
So back to notebooks. How about you, Ginger? Do you have different notebooks? So you have one notebook?
Yes. Yeah. I have a couple, actually. I have one where in my golf bag, that I write positive affirmations and swing thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Love writing those things down because, I mean, some days, you know, like maybe last month, I'll have a swing thought where I'm doing the same thing in my swing, but last month's swing thought is different from right now currently. And the reason why I just kind of write it all down is because I'm like, hey, well, I'm stronger now or I'm a different person now. And I feel like this kind of relates more to X. I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've got a lesson journal too. So
me
that's
too.
Where I take
nice.
Yeah, that's
same
I think
here.
That's really important because
yeah.
if
yeah.
you like if you're on the we're on the road for weeks at a time, so if you have an issue, you just kind of go back to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love writing down after a lesson like what I've learned and yeah, kind of in depth.
Yep. Wait, yep. Can I ask you about
yeah.
what you yeah, so Maya, what do you journal about?
So I have this little journal and I write pretty much anything and everything in it. So it's kind of changed a lot. So the beginning of my journal, I used to schedule my day like to the minute what I was going to be doing. And I had like little goals that I wanted to achieve each day and kind of it helped me like schedule my day better and had, I don't know, yeah. And then at the end of the day, I would do gratitude, what I was grateful for, what I did well, what I could do better, and then how I could do it better.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Do you not that do that great. Anymore, the scheduling?
No, I feel like it was really important last year when I was still getting a hang of like life on tour and scheduling my days. So I feel like I do that pretty well now. But yeah.
I feel like it's also difficult to schedule by the minute because sometimes something comes up or you don't necessarily know when you're going to play a practice round.
Yeah.
No,
that's
true. Because it's first come, first serve. So
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And I found that really difficult in the beginning when I started playing out here because I like scheduling, but then I realized that you can't really. And then it just
right.
got me pissed off that I'm off my schedule. And
yeah.
I was more pissed
right.
about that than focusing on my training. So.
No, exactly.
You gotta have like a loose plan, kind of like, oh, I'll be at the golf course during this time.
Right.
I wanna get this done, doesn't matter when.
Yeah,
yeah.
More like a checklist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I started doing a checklist in my little notebook rather than a time frame.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
No, that makes sense.
I also had this one friend in college. She was on the lacrosse team, and she shared with me that she used to journal with one of her teammates. So they would have a notebook together, and one day one of them would write and leave it in the other one's locker, and then the other day
oh my God,
the teammates
so
would write.
It's like
awesome.
The sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, but it was really effective because, you know, like you would hold each other accountable.
Okay, yeah,
it's kind of
yeah.
cool to like
that
read the
neat.
Other person's, like whatever
yeah.
they wrote. I mean, I think it's also a big trust thing. So that's
yeah,
cool.
for sure.
Oh,
huge
yeah.
trust thing.
That's
I
great.
Wouldn't. You'd have to do it with somebody that you, yeah, really
yeah,
trust.
Yeah,
and,
you're
yeah.
comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Completely open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
well, you're also, yeah, it defeats
that.
The purpose if, like, you're writing things, but you're not writing what you're really feeling.
Yeah.
You don't trust the person, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah,
but.
I personally also have two notebooks, one for my lessons, and then one I have a little gratitude notebook.
Nice.
Well, I don't know. It's just a notebook, but I write at least 5 things I'm grateful for at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm really bad about it.
yeah.
But it's just
wait,
because,
I have a question about
yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, do you write different things that you're grateful for every day? Like, are you not
yeah,
allowed
to
repeats? Yeah, see, that's what's hard for me, because, like,
same.
I mean, not that I don't have anything to be grateful for, but, like, there are basic things that
yeah.
I would always come back to.
I,
so.
Like,
yeah.
go more for detail. So it can be the same thing, but maybe a different detail or, like, something
oh.
different that
mm,
happened.
Okay, mm. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, a different adjective you use for about how you're feeling about it or, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do
yeah.
it.
I always start with, like, I'm grateful for. Like, I have to write that down, I'm grateful for. Not just, like, bullets.
Bullet
points. Yeah. I found that very helpful. Just, like, in your mind, reciting I'm grateful for. Just to, like, have that state of mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's just a daily life thing that you keep track of, not really necessarily golf related.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's I like doing that. Sometimes I'm in a slump when I don't do it, when I'm not in, at the same place. It's like, it always happens right after I'm traveling. That, you know, I'm staying somewhere maybe for one night, and then my notebook is just in my backpack or wherever it is.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's just there, and like, I don't necessarily need my backpack all the time, so I don't see it. But I'm usually really good about it when I'm staying at a place for a longer time, because then I just put my notebook next to my bed or whatever,
yeah,
so I
yeah.
see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever get in a slump?
Of writing journals?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
gosh.
I try not to, but...
Yeah.
Like I said, in college, I would go through just huge swaths of time where I didn't even touch my book, which is bad.
Yeah.
And then, like... But now, it's not every day, but it's very consistently a couple times through the week.
Nice.
So I think that's what I needed.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I also have this... productivity planner.
Oh my god, I love it.
Actually, the guy who gives me clothes from Peak Performance, he actually gave it to me over Christmas break.
What does it look like?
It's a black notebook. It's literally called a productivity planner. People can look it up. I'll actually put a link in the show notes because I think it's great. I think it's more helpful for people who are working or like have their own business or like they're not accountable with necessarily a boss. It's really cool because you write down your priorities of like tasks you need to complete, and then you predict how long it's going to take, and it's kind of combined with Pomodoro, like those, 20, 25 minute sessions. So you like put a timer, and then you're supposed to complete that task in however sessions you think you're going to get. Yeah, it's very effective, and I love it. Like, I'll put it down on my desk if I need to do, like, receipts or, like, planning or, I don't know, like, those boring administrative things that we need to do to play. It's great. I love it. I get so much done when I use that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's pretty cool.
I'll have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I always do better if I have something like that. I wish I had that in college.
Me too. Yeah, because sometimes I'll be writing a paper and take the entire day and...
It's like two pages.
Pathetic. Pathetic. Yeah. Okay.
We good?
Well, we've covered journaling.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up on the show, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
this was so fun.
I really appreciate
so
it.
Great.
How excited
insightful.
Were you?
I was super. I was so honored.
We'll
actually
have to have you back on. Then.
Oh my god, I would love that.
We'd love to have you guys back on.
Yeah, because when Leslie first told me, was it Atlanta that we talked about on the putting
green?
Yeah,
on the putting
green. Ever since then, I've been listening.
Oh
and
my gosh, that's
yeah,
great.
Just following.
Yeah, you've been a fan from the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think I told you 10 times. Birdiecast, how does that sound?
Birdiecast. We were on the putting green for like an hour. It's just Birdiecast. Birdiecast. And we'd make like eye contact
so
from across
neat.
The green. Birdiecast.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah, Atlanta, that's when it all started.
That's
where
it all
started.
It's already been like what?
This is episode 14.
March.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
May,
three
June,
months?
July.
Three, yeah.
Four
pretty cool.
Months. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Next week.
Okay, so next week we're talking with the founders of Brand Forward. They're doing the player development on tour this year. And so we're going to be talking to them about building your brand as an athlete and as a person. I think it's going to be a great discussion with them.
Yeah,
so.
I'm really looking forward to meet with them, sit down with them. And I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that and follow us on Instagram. And what else?
Please rate and review us.
Five stars, please.
5 stars.
That would
and
be awesome. You can send us an email at birdiecast@gmail.com if you'd like to drop a note. We also have an email list if you can subscribe on our website, birdiecast.com.
Thanks for listening to Birdiecast.